This gospel, I think, is extremely powerful, and it begins, don't be afraid, but he also, the Lord tells us, gives us a real clue as to what life's about. We get these clues constantly. The Lord tells us he's going to surprise us. He's going to come in ways and in a time that we're not expecting. Now, this happens to us almost every day. The Lord comes in hidden ways now in the form of somebody in need, and we find out at the end of time, this was Christ, and I gave this person something. It might be a family member, somebody we work with, somebody we run into, and God is present in all these circumstances, or some surprise comes and catches us off guard, and this is God coming like a thief and reminding us that we don't live in a stable world. We live in a world of challenges, and that's the way he wants it to be, because that's where we learn. I was thinking about, I have to tell this story out here. Boom, boom, let's see, there we go. Can you hear me? Okay. When I got the job working for the airline, it was a very hard job to get. And I had put my name in, and they called, and I got a letter saying that I had been chosen for an interview. And so after, there were like, I don't mean to brag, but there was like 1 in 100 got this job, and it was a math test. I'm not very good at math, so I don't know how I got this job. But I got all the answers at the last minute. So I'm sitting there, first couple years that I worked there, I was on the phone, and I got a good job. That was an entry-level position. It was temporary, part-time. It paid really well and had great benefits. We all wanted to keep our jobs, Ronald Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers. Remember that? Some of you are older. That's how I got my job. They needed people to answer the phone because these were the days when you had to call in to get things. And so we ended up being, first of all, permanent part-time and then permanent full-time. It was a very coveted position. And so I'm sitting there answering calls. I hated this, what I was doing, immensely. And it was very difficult working on a computer and answering. The computer part was hard. It's a foreign language, you know. Nobody used computers then. And I'm sitting there, and the reason I'm telling this story is because the way that they checked up on us while we were yet under probation was they would listen in on these calls. And no, you never knew when they were going to be listening. So you'd have this phone pad. It's called a Collins pad. Anybody know what this is? Hopefully nobody does. It's like going to purgatory. And I was chained to this thing. This is why I don't like the headset. That's why I got rid of it. It reminded me too much of this job. But I was sitting there, and every so often, they would do a series of calls on me. And you wouldn't know till the end because the red light would pop up. And so my supervisor's name was Anita. And we were all afraid of Anita. Anita. And so I had a series of calls, and I just had it. And I finally said, after I'd gotten, what's the cheapest fare to somewhere for about the 25th time in a row, I said, I hate this job. I'm going to quit. And then the little red light popped on. And Anita said, well, I can help you with that if you would like. I was on probation, and she let me go. But I learned a lesson there that if I was going to gripe, I had to cover up the phone first, you know. She actually, after that, I went to this airline reunion. We actually became Facebook friends, if you can believe this, after 3 decades. Anita and I are friends. But we weren't friends at that point. But this reminds me of God in the sense that there's always this little red light that might come on, and you never know when God is going to show up. We think about when Christ is talking about this, that he's talking about the end of the world or the end of our lives. But there's also all these hidden comings where God surprises us. And if we're open to it, we can open the door when he knocks and get a lot of graces. And there are moments like this when God arranges everything for our benefit, but we have to be the ones to open the door and to listen to him when he's knocking. He uses this image of a wedding that we do not use these days, and that is, he often talks about the Lord being somebody who sets something up and then disappears for a while, of these servants who think that the master is gone for a long time and they begin to raid the pantry and get drunk because they don't think he's going to come, and he catches them and then fires them. And he uses this kind of an example, but the wedding example is where they have their loins girt and their lamps lit. They have their loose-fitting clothing all ready for running. So all these loose garments are bound up and ready to go, and their lamps are trimmed. The wick had to be trimmed every so often, and oil put in the lamp, and they're ready for when the master comes. This wedding, the weddings would last a whole week, and the bridegroom would hide and would try to catch people off guard. They'd be waiting for him to show up at the wedding, and if you happened to be outside when he showed up, you'd get locked out for a day. So this was the game that they played. And Jesus says, well, I'm going to come in and I'm going to try to catch you when you're not looking. You know, but if you catch me, if you see me, you're going to be blessed very greatly. So our Lord then invites us to have our loins girt and our lamps lit and be like servants waiting for our master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. So he tells us the fools are the ones that we've heard this for the last couple of weeks in the gospel, is the fools are the ones that put all their assets in this world. This world is one heartbeat away from disappearing. It's a temporary world. We need it, but we're supposed to use it for our benefit in the world to come. This is not all that there is. Only somebody who is ignorant feels that way. He's enlightening us as to what's going on. It's like realizing that there might be somebody listening when I'm on the phone when I first got my job, is that God is always there, and at times he's going to make us aware with a little red light that he is in fact listening. We keep our lamps lit and trimmed and our loins girt, as Christ says, by being people that continue to pray. We persevere in the faith. We trust God. We look every day for what areas that God might be challenging us to a greater holiness. What things and circumstances of this day might be our Lord in disguise. And we often find that God is going to act in a surprising way, and we have to be ready for that. We see this in the Gospels constantly. Everything from the Virgin Mary with the angel Gabriel coming unannounced, and all the things that happen after that. So our Lord says, if he finds us vigilant, he's going to then when we get to heaven, he's going to gird himself and have us sit at a table and wait on us. So right now we are the servants. Later he's going to serve us. So life is a preparation for the world to come. And he says, if the master knew when the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. And so we, on the other hand, are clued in as to what God is doing in the world, that this world is a test. It's an opportunity to grow in holiness, an opportunity for the world to come. All these different trials that we go through, and many of them do catch us by surprise, no matter how hard we try to get a planned and a safe world, the world continues to catch us off guard because God has set it up to keep us a little bit off balance. It's part of our growing opportunities. And our Lord said, once we realize this and we open that door, that opportunity that knocks, to use that cliche, in coming in is God and the graces that he wishes to give us. And then he finally points out that there is those who miss this opportunity. He mentions, this is an oblique reference to purgatory, is this sense that we will have something that we will lack, something that we will realize that we've missed something if we don't follow what God has in mind for us. That opportunity when God comes at that unknown hour and that time when we're not expecting. So we have to expect that God is going to come and catch us by surprise no matter how much we wait, but by keeping our lamp trimmed and the oil full in the lamp, we will be ready for God with our prayer, our sacrifices, and our works of mercy.